Chapter 10. A Very Special Passenger. After the old gentleman's visit, life at Three Chimneys changed. Jim's grandfather paid for a cook and a housemaid. Mother had less housework to do, so she had plenty of time to play with the children. They spent some lovely afternoons together in the garden. In the evening, Mother read them more of her stories. There was also time for lessons. Once again, Roberta, Peter and Phyllis had to learn maths, history and Latin. They spent time with Jim too. His leg was getting better, and he enjoyed telling the children stories about his boarding school. He and Peter became great friends. Jim taught Peter to play chess and draughts and dominoes. One morning, Phyllis looked sad.
"What's the matter?" asked Roberta.
"We never go down to the railway line anymore," replied Phyllis. "We're too busy with our lessons and talking to Jim."
"Perks the porter sometimes comes up to see us," said Peter. "He asks about Jim and tells us news from the station. He told us that the signalman's little boy is better now."
"But it's not the same," said Phyllis.
"We always used to watch the 9:15 go past in the morning," sighed Roberta.
"Let's go and watch it today," cried Phyllis.
It was September now, and the grass on the hill was yellow and dry. Roberta stopped to pick some flowers.
"Jim will like them," she thought.
"Come on, you two, hurry up," said Peter, "or we'll miss the 9:15 train."
The girls ran after him, but Phyllis tripped and fell.
"Quick, the train's coming," cried Peter.
He hurried to the fence, leaving the girls behind. Roberta helped Phyllis up and dusted her down.
"I'm so clumsy," sighed Phyllis.
"Come on," said Roberta, "the train's coming."
The three children stood behind the fence and waved their handkerchiefs at the train.
"Send our love to Father,"
they cried. The old gentleman waved from his carriage window, and so did all the other passengers. Hands, newspapers and handkerchiefs appeared at every window.
"He must have told everyone about us," said Phyllis when the train had gone.
Roberta said,
"The old gentleman's wave was different today. It was special somehow. Did you notice?"
"No," replied Phyllis. "Why did you think that?"
asked Peter.
"He was waving his newspaper as if he was trying to explain something. I think something exciting is going to happen, but I don't know what it is," explained Roberta.
Peter and Phyllis looked at her in surprise.
"What on earth are you talking about?"
asked Peter. He thought his sister was behaving in a very strange way.
"Maybe it's nothing," said Roberta. "Come on, let's go back to Three Chimneys. Mother will be waiting to give us our lessons."
Roberta couldn't concentrate on her lessons that day. "Don't you feel well?" asked Mother.
"I don't know," sighed Roberta. "I don't know how I feel. I'm sorry, Mother. I don't think I can do lessons today. I just want to be alone."
She rushed out of the room. Mother followed her and found her looking for her hat among the umbrellas.
"Why don't you go and lie down?"
said Mother. She stroked her daughter's hair.
"No, I'll go into the garden. That will make me feel better," answered Roberta.
But it didn't make her feel better. As she wandered round the garden, even the flowers seemed to be waiting for something to happen.
"I'll go to the station," she thought. "I can talk to Perks and ask him about the signalman's little boy."
Roberta set off for the station. On the way, she passed the old lady from the post office. The old lady smiled at her, and she smiled back.
"Was that a special smile?"
thought Roberta. Then she met a boy from the village shop. He touched his cap.
Good morning, miss,
he called. Next came the blacksmith. He smiled at her and waved his newspaper.
Good morning, Roberta, he said. No lessons today.
Roberta felt her heart beating fast.
Something is going to happen today, she said to herself. I know it.
When Roberta arrived at the station master came out and shook her hand.
How lovely to see you this morning, miss. The 11:54 is a bit late today. Everyone's coming back from their holidays, and there's a lot of luggage.
Then he went back into his office and closed the door. Perks was nowhere to be seen, so Roberta wandered down the platform. She saw the station cat. Normally, the cat was a shy animal, but today it walked up and rubbed against Roberta's legs, purring loudly. Roberta bent down to stroke her.
I wonder why everyone is so friendly today, she laughed. Even you, Puss.
She could hear the 11:54 in the distance. Then Perks appeared carrying a newspaper.
So, this is the train then, he said. I've read all about it in the paper. I'm very pleased for you, miss. What a very happy day.
What do you mean? Why is everyone being so nice to me? Asked Roberta.
I told you, miss. I read it in the paper, Perks replied.
Read what?
She asked. By now the 11:54 was steaming into the station. Perks rushed off to help people with their luggage, and Roberta was left alone. Under a bench, the station cat watched her with friendly golden eyes. Only three people got off the train. The first was a woman with two baskets full of chickens. Their yellow beaks stuck out between the bars. The second person was a dark-haired girl carrying three parcels. And the third... Roberta saw a tall man step out of a carriage and onto the platform.
Daddy! My daddy!
Cried Roberta. Everyone on the train heard Roberta's cry, and they all looked out of the windows. They saw a little girl put her arms around a gentleman's legs and hold on tightly. Tears rolled down her face. Then, with their arms round each other, the man and the little girl walked away.
I knew something was going to happen, said Roberta, as she and Father walked up the hill. I just didn't know what it was. Oh, my daddy! My daddy!
Didn't your mother get my letter? I wrote to her to tell her I was arriving today, said Father.
We didn't have any letters this morning. Daddy, is it really you? I can't believe you're here, sighed Roberta.
Father squeezed Roberta's hand and laughed. It's really me, he said. Roberta, you must go into the house first and tell your mother that everything's all right. The police have caught the guilty man.
I knew they would. I knew you weren't a spy. So did Mother and the old gentleman, cried Roberta.
Father smiled. We must thank your old gentleman, he said. He found out about the other man and told the police about him. Now, everyone knows I'm not a spy. But without the old gentleman, I would still be in prison. They reached Three Chimneys and Roberta went in. Father stood in the garden looking at the flowers. They were the first flowers he had seen all summer. After a few minutes, the door opened and Roberta came out to see her father.
You can come in now, Father, she said.
Father went into the house and the door closed behind him. At last, after many adventures, Roberta, Peter, Phyllis, mother and father were back together again.